Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Yes, and your calls are coming up shortly. I will then get more into government-sponsored terrorism, not just the Jerusalem Post headline, but the Israeli government was behind the 1976 hijacking, the famous one they blamed on Idi Amin, their operative. Also, G8 false flag terror attack averted, this just yesterday. This is in the German newspapers, U.S. government caught trying to carry out terror attacks. And so we'll be going over that for you. The big news, of course, Rick Perry was the Bilderberg Group in violation of federal law last week. We'll tell you why. It's really quite clear. Ron Paul, presidential candidate, now becoming one of the number one people to win, according to Las Vegas odds makers, who haven't been wrong in the past. He's calling for that concerning Rick Perry. So we'll be discussing that. But right now we're talking to Ed and Elaine Brown, who I first interviewed, I guess, about a year ago. And Ed and Elaine Brown, pretty mainstream folks. Go look at pictures of them. Go watch video interviews with them. Big old $2 million house, you know, a big dental office in town. They were paying the taxes, and they started hearing that it was to private banks, that private banks run the Federal Reserve. The income tax didn't run the country. Ronald Reagan had a commission that showed that, and they found out about the fraud, which is, by the way, true. I wish it wasn't true. It is true. It's pretty scary. And it's this quasi-government, or all this fraud that's going on. This is just one of the older types of it that's been really, you know, been going on for so long, people think it's legitimate. And then just for asking questions, they got SWAT teamed once, and now they're there at their home saying, well, you know, come in and kill us if you want. But even the Southern Poverty Law Center, who's kind of the archenemy of liberty and always poses like they're for civil rights, they're really not. They're really against free speech and the Bill of Rights. They're saying this could cause a revolution and you know, really cause some serious things to happen. That's what many other experts are saying on our side of the fence, like Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the New World Order, who helped defuse a Ruby Ridge situation. This is happening up in New Hampshire right now, and it's extremely serious. This is something that we need to somehow defuse. I mean, I don't want to see the Browns killed. It's not going to hurt the New World Order for the police and military to get killed up there, the paramilitary police.
Well, don't worry about that, Alex. They won't get killed. Simply because they're cowards. They make sure if they come in, they'll send snipers in just to kill us like they tried to do last Thursday. That's
well, you're right. They'll try to shoot you at a big distance, or they'll maybe fly in with a helicopter like they did at Ruby Ridge and try to dump gasoline on the roof.
Exactly. That's the cowards that they are. But that doesn't scare us. Are they really going to kill us and send us to God sooner?
Now, you're right outside the town of Plainfield. What is the general public there locally saying? What about all your patients, Mrs. Brown? What are they saying?
Well, I have a lot of support for my patients, but unfortunately I've not been able to work since January, so, you know, they've, of course, had to go elsewhere. But as I said, many of my patients stand with me and are very supportive of me.
The surveys that we get, Alex, have been 90% in our favor.
I hope the film America, Freedom to Fascism is making the rounds there locally.
Oh, it is. We've passed out thousands.
People are afraid, Alex. That's what the problem is. They're afraid of this terror attorney from our administration, from the Freemason administration is what the problem is.
You believe it's all Freemasons running the system?
Yeah, I know it is. I don't suspect that it is. Or it's not my opinion. It's not my theory or conjecture. It's a fact of record. And we've got, believe me, 17 years of research, you get pretty good at something, don't you think?
Well, I know that different organized crime groups do use anything that's secret and anything that's fraternal, like, you know, La Cosa Nostra, the Italian mafia.
It's everywhere in Washington, D.C., Alex. It's in every courthouse in this country. It's all over everything.
No, I know. I think I sell a film, not just America, Freedom to Fascism at InfoWars.com, but also Riddles and Stone.
Sure.
But I think it's key when we talk about Masons, because I agree they're Luciferian at the top,
yes, sir.
To point out that 90 98% of Masons never make it above the third degree. And then they get the honorary degrees up to 32. Most Masons don't even know that there is 360 degrees.
Thank you very much, Alex.
And,
absolutely.
But I mean, I guess they haven't read the writings of Albert Pike, the Supreme Grand Mason, who said they worship Lucifer. I mean, that's not me saying that. That's But then, no, that is a big part of the secret society running things. But I think that's mainly a recruiting ground for them. I mean, I respectfully, I mean, maybe we don't disagree, but I think that's one unit of it.
Now, York Rite, Scottish Rite, Order of St. John, Knights of Malta, Jesuit Society. I could go on and on and on. Skull and Bones. I've got Trilateral Commission. I've got the, come on, Alex, you know it is. All
no, 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 I mean, that's certainly right. And by the way, it's a couple hundred people at the top that chair all the other groups.
That's right.
It's a pyramidal structure. In fact, here's an example for listeners that just joined us and don't believe this. 12 years ago, I talked about the Bilderberg Group. I would read autobiographies.
Seriously.
By German chancellors, by British prime ministers, bragging in their own books how they run a world government and how they're going to enslave us, but they know that maybe 5,000 people read their autobiographies, and so then they go on TV and say it doesn't exist for the general public. But finally, the Dallas Morning News headline, Perry off the secret forum in Turkey. I left my Austin American Statesman article in the other room. Guys, can you bring me the Austin American Statesman article that I had? Thanks. There's another headline on this. Finally, this is being admitted. Mr. Brown, Elaine Brown, what does this mean to now see it becoming mainstream news?
I'm sorry, Alex. How was the question?
No, I mean, what is it like for you to now see the Bilderberg Group in the national media?
It's about time, don't you think? Thank God for Mr. So-and-so from the American Free Press and you know, for keeping us in the tube.
Yeah, Jim Tucker.
Yeah, Mr. Tucker for all this time, yeah. Well, I think it's wonderful that they're now mainstream, you know. But I think what it also means is that now they're getting ready to make their move. Because I think now you're looking at your Supreme Court of the world when you talk about the Bilderberg. Is that their intention?
Oh, yeah. It's 130 members, and we've gotten their minutes out, and they run everything. The price of fuel.
Everything.
And they've decided to destroy the dollar and bring America down.
It's time they went to jail, don't you think?
Well, I'm going to be a yuppie, and I'm going to let, when they implode things, I'm going to watch television as the very people that imploded things pose as my savior, and I'm going to do what they say, Ed.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Perry speaks to secret group in Turkey. Bilderberg Conference draws international leaders. That's out of the Austin American Statesman. I'm going to be covering that later, listeners. Well, Ed and Elaine Brown, anything else? Tell folks about your different blogs, what people should visit, or how they can find out the truth of what's happening.
Let's see. We've got Make the Stand. We've got yours, Prison Planet.
MySpace.
Quest for a Fair Trial in Concord, New Hampshire. And also Aaron's America, Freedom to Fascism. Everything links in together. They all link in together.
Yeah, they all link.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. And I just want you to know that I'm praying for you. I've sent Luke Radowski and Matt Lepasek there to report a few days.
Yeah, who's on there? Someone called and said they're on their way up from you from Virginia?
Yes, yes. His name's Matt, too. I know him. He started reporting for us because he's a college student at Virginia Tech. He got a lot of the video and stuff that you ended up seeing on the national news concerning that. And so he is a freelance reporter for Infowars.com. And he is Matt Kazee. In fact, he's here right now. We've got a moment before we go to break. Let's bring Matt Kazee. If his cell phone hasn't cut out, the poor guy's been driving through Connecticut on his way to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And we'll see if he's still there. Is Matt Kazee still there?
Yes, I'm here. I just want to correct one thing. I am not a student at Virginia Tech, but I live on campus because the campus is so huge.
Sure. Well, I knew that I had you and then some students, I guess your roommates then. Do you have a roommate as a student? I'm trying to go from memory here.
My whole neighborhood is mainly students. I live in the student area, so.
Sure, I just know you. I mean, you did great reporting for us during the Virginia Tech situation.
Well, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I've been driving all night. I left. Actually, you know, they started the so-called South on my birthday, and I heard Elaine on the radio, and it broke my heart, and I realized. Hop in the car and get up there as quick as I could.
Okay, Ed and Elaine Brown, that is Matt Kazee, okay? He'll be up there in a few hours.
Okay, we'll be waiting.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet we'll talk to you soon. Thank you for coming on for our listeners.
Bye-bye.
Be safe. We'll pray for you. Okay, Matt, stay there. All right, we're going to come back to you for a brief report about why you're going, and then we'll get into Rick Perry breaking the law, the open borders, the amnesty bill is not dead, and then we'll take your calls from Germany and you name it. Stay with us.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 8, 2007. Gold, 653.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $674.73, $332.95 for half, and $166.48 per quarter ounce. That's $674.73, $332.95, and $166.48. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
It is June 10th, 2007. The year already halfway elapsed. Hard to believe. I want to go to Dustin in Germany and Mark in Missouri and Don and many others that are patiently holding. But I want to be clear about something. Then I'll get into all the other news. It's easy to get up here and shoot my mouth off and say, yeah, let's get them feds. Let's get them cops. Yeah, let's go to war. Let's start the revolution. That's not what Ed and Elaine Brown are doing. They're there. They're back against the wall, pushed so far they can't be pushed anymore. And I'm praying for them. My heart's with them. And at the same time, I don't want them to be killed just for some sick spectator sport so we can sit around and talk about how bad the government is. Yes, the tax is illegitimate. Yes, it's a fraud for those of us that are informed. But still, the general public doesn't know that. The general public doesn't know that the state of Texas and every other major state and all the infrastructure is being handed over to foreign assets. They don't know about the New World Order. They don't know about the private banks that run America. They don't know that the income tax is for private corporations and then that they're using it to suck us dry. They don't understand that. And we've got to educate them. It's the info war. We're winning the info war. And the government wants to go ahead and start a big conflagration and some type of big shootout there, and they're hoping it leads to some, you know, wider escalating crisis. And I do not want that to happen. I want to bring the criminals that run the New World Order to justice. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Matt Kazee on his way up there. He covered the Virginia Tech shootings for us, and now he's on his way out to see what's happening. There's a freelance reporter with the Brown family. What are you going to be covering or looking for while you're there?
Well, Alex, you know, I heard them speaking the other day. I've been following this case. I knew as soon as they barricaded themselves in their home, and it's been going on for months now. And I woke up on my birthday trying to take a break away from journalism only to hear what had happened and realize what was getting ready to happen.
Well, then the police came out and fired at this guy, grabbed some guy on their property, and then told him to go lie and say it hadn't happened. Now it came out that they were lying. I mean, how scary is that? They're telling the media, oh, we blocked the roads and evacuated things for 2 miles for no reason. We're not planning a raid. I mean, it's just incredible. It's like Waco burning and saying they're not planning a raid.
Well, it's psychological warfare. They're conditioning us right now for this thing. Now, here's the thing, Alex. I think the truth movement's going to defuse this thing. This is a Christian family whose back is up against the wall. They're not going to be able to find anything radical on these people to spin it any other way. It's going to blow up in their face.
Well, it boils down to this. There's a nice young lady out there who's screening the phone calls, and she put it very well. Should we kill somebody over taxes? And that's what this comes down to, is if you don't pay taxes to us, even if these were legitimate taxes, they shouldn't be killing them over it. Matt, report for me tomorrow, okay, when I'm live from 11 to 2 Central. Will you call in at the start of the show, or are you going to be there tomorrow?
I'm gonna be there as long as I can. I have to be back at work on Thursday, so I'll be up there. I'm taking the cameras up there right now. We're going to try and get that running. I went out and bought a laptop. I bounced my rent check to get up here, and I tell you, the only reason I'm telling anybody that right now is anybody who's thinking about maybe I can help. You can help. Get off your butt and come do something. We got to stop this.
All right. I really appreciate your call. I don't know why the police, I do really appreciate you, Matt, and thanks for calling in. Call me tomorrow at the start of the show, and I've got your number right here. That's Matt Kazee. He was right in the middle of the Virginia Tech shooting, and he and his roommate ran out and got the video you saw in the news. But it's not going to help the police to go in there and get shot. It's not going to help the Browns to be killed, and it's just not good anywhere in shape or form, and this needs to stop. All right, let's go ahead and go to Germany and talk to Dustin. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I want to start out by giving a little shout-out, if I could, to my buddy Alexander over here who runs InfoKrieg.tv.
He called in a few weeks ago on my show. He's translated Terror Storm into German, and it's gotten millions of views.
Hey, it's awesome, man. He does a real good job. That website's real squared away.
Sure, good plug. What else is on your mind, sir?
Oh, no, just this stupid G8 thing that's going on over here. It's with the terror, fake terror attacks or whatever false flag thing going on. It fits in real nicely with the fear mongering that's been going on.
That's right. They caught American quote agents with plastic explosives trying to sneak in and plant them. And when they caught, they said, oh, it's just a drill. Let us go, a secret drill. See, that's why they always run drills on 7-7, 9-11, every other major. Every time there's a major government bombing in Israel, there are some that are real terrorists. But usually, most about 65% of the time, we've even taken the cases we know were government out in famous cases. About 65% of the time, it's the government. Why? Government stands to gain. They get to take your rights and demand more taxes to, quote, keep you safe.
Well, for the past month, they've been telling us over here that they've had threats against Americans in Germany, and American Post can come under
attack. That's right. The State Department put out a warning not to travel anywhere in Germany because of the G8 being in one city. They put that out, 3 weeks ago?
Well, at the military post where I work at, see, I work on a military post, they've had a number of staged protests that have been protests like right outside the gate, protesting the war with, you know, a couple dozen people with the police, the German Polizei out there, you know, coordinating the whole protest deal. So, you know, everybody knew it was fake and stuff. So, there's a lot of fear.
Why is the government staging fake protest?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. I think it's just to just kind of fear monger or whatever. And I also wanted to, we've been seeing a lot of that Bono dude a lot, you know. That.
Oh, yeah, he poses as a liberal totally to run scams on the third world. He's a Bilderberg nightmare.
Yeah, I think he's a faker, too.
Oh, he's really bad. Listen, good to hear from you in Germany. Since you brought it up, let me cover it. G8 false flag terror attack averted. PrisonPlanet.com exclusive. U.S. security men attempted to smuggle C4 plastic explosives past a checkpoint. It looks highly likely that a false flag terror attack to be blamed on protesters at the G8 summit in Germany was averted after German surveillance stopped a team of U.S. security men, that's the German newspaper's words, attempting to smuggle C4 plastic explosives, and they were real, past a checkpoint at Heiligerdamm, if I'm pronouncing that right. The alarming revelation was buried at the end of the Deutsche Presse Agentur news article about the ongoing battles between police and protesters at the Global Forum. Sources told Deutsche Presse Agentur, DPA, this is from the newspaper, that U.S. security men tested German security by trying to smuggle C4 blast explosives at a checkpoint. German surveillance machinery detected the stash in a suitcase in a car, and the Americans in plain clothes and identified themselves. German police declined to comment. Was this simply a test, as is claimed, or more likely, an aborted false flag terror attack that was set to be blamed on protesters who legitimize the powerhouse G8 nations and the global elite while demonizing anti-globalization activists and justifying the use of lethal force against demonstrators? If so, it wouldn't be without precedent. During the Genoa G8 summit in 2001, police planted petrol bombs in schools and other residences of protest groups in order to justify brutal raids on the properties during the which activists were severely beaten, some killed, and jailed by police. And I have the BBC admitting, headline, Genoa police admit fabrication. We'll be right back with more calls and Rick Perry's crimes.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
You know, so many years I've done my radio show out of a little bitty broadcast booth. I've done them out of radio stations before, but I'm just not accustomed still, after doing the show here for, what, 10, 11 months now? It's syndicated about six. That on the Sundays, looking at people, looking at Trey and other folks in there. And then what happens is we also videotape this and put it on local cable to air once a week as part of our little series down there. That's why a little different from the accustomed Alex Jones. People see where I'm all serious. I end up screwing around during the breaks. Just a little bit of a description there for the camera. I've got a lot of serious news on the immigration, on Rick Perry and the Bilderberg Group, a clip of our protest that we had Thursday night of him that I want to get to as well. But let's get to some more of your calls. Let's talk to Mark in Missouri, or Missouri. You are on the air. Thank you for holding.
Yes, sir. Somebody there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You're on the air.
I got a thing in the paper yesterday. It said that the police departments are relaxing standards. I just want to get the word out to people that maybe the officials in higher places can, in fact, read the subsections of these things and get them out to people, disseminate this information so that they can know all the truth that's really behind what's going to happen.
Well, number one, we have enough police. We've gone from 300,000 police when Bill Clinton got in to 700,000 when he left, and well over a million now, and they're not out solving crimes. There's a lot of great cops, but I'm saying the direction they're giving from on high is bad, And they're mainly out just collecting taxes and regulating people and helping the CPS snatch people's children or the IRS take property. And I'm sorry, I've done an analysis of it.
Right.
I mean, cops got a tough job when they're hanging their butts out in the middle of the highway, getting wrecks off the road or, you know, doing stuff like that. That's tough. I mean, I'm not saying cops got an easy job. Certain cops on certain details, but the, you know, the donut-eating bike cops downtown, I tell you, we had a little run-in with them. I'm going to be telling that story coming up in the next segment if I have time. But, Trey, you just turned your microphone on. Did you want to say something?
I was just saying I feel like I'm living in Sherwood Forest running from Brother Fryer and all the robbing people to take the taxes.
Exactly. It's true. This stuff's all happened before. And people in government and the system need to stop acting like it doesn't. And I want cops to know who they work for is the government bureaucrats that are on the foreign corporate you-know-whats and feeding at the trough, and they're the ones living out in the $5 million, $3 million, million-dollar houses around this country. You're not. And it doesn't matter. I'm getting into all the brainwashing. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Billy in New Jersey. You're on the air. Billy, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I want to discuss what's going on with Ed and Elaine Brown. Well, first of all, I urge everyone to call Sheriff Michael Prozo at 1-603-863-4200.
Now, let's stop, though, because a lot of people, probably, I would guess probably 500,000 people with all our stations out there and internet and the rest of it, since I had them on 30 minutes ago, probably tuned in just now. They don't know who Ed and Elaine Brown are. It hasn't really been a big national story, though it's starting to become a national story. Fill folks in on, just in a nutshell, who you're talking about.
Well, Ed and Elaine Brown are a couple in New Hampshire up in Sullivan County who the feds are going after, and they recently, it appeared like they were going to stage a Waco-type incident on Thursday, but it was being aborted, and the feds are going after them because they refused to pay their income tax, which the income tax is a crime in itself because it just goes to the...
Well, even if you believe you've got to pay private taxes to foreign offshore corporations, which we've been doing for a long time, even if you believe it's legitimate, let's set that aside, it's not legitimate, do they deserve to die?
No, not at all. And plus, the income tax, there was never a law stating that you had to pay an income tax.
There is not, and it's a fact. And I mean, I heard that 12 years ago and didn't believe it, and I went and found it out for myself. And I've interviewed Joe Bannister and others. I mean, he was a Treasury agent, the armed IRS. He heard a talk show in 1997, and he then spent 2 years researching the claim he'd heard on a San Francisco talk station that it was all offshore, private bank accounts, a big fraud, and he found out that it was all a scam, and he went to his superiors, he said, it's all a lie, and they said, yeah, keep your mouth shut. And he said, well, what do you mean, you know about this? And they said, yeah, now keep your mouth shut about this. You watch. The general public isn't going to know when every major road in Texas and Indiana and Florida and New York and New Jersey and everywhere else has foreign-controlled toll roads on it. All they do is put the toll roads on and take the money because they bought off politicians. And then they're calling it government. And TxDOT tells the state legislature, you can't see the agreement. Look, private corporations are now the government. They're bigger than most governments, and people don't understand what happened in 1913. You better find out, America. Believe me, you can't make stuff up this big. The bigger the fraud, the bigger the scam, the bigger the hoax, just like Hitler said, the bigger the lie, the more they will believe it. And it's just so much of what you're told and see is a hoax. Let's go ahead and keep taking more calls here. Let us now talk to Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hey, I've been listening to you for about 5 months now, and I tell you what, I have been handing out your videos, and, you know, people around here, they like, hate to hear it. It's pathetic. You know,
well, it's always like that. Listen, when I started out 13 years ago, people hated me around here, and now, sir, it's obnoxious, and I'm not somebody who likes being, you know, a somebody. I like being ignored and not noticed. I'm the type of guy you see wearing a T-shirt with a hole in it and blue jeans and, you know, and sandals. And I can't hardly buy myself dinner in this town. And I can go all over I can be in Canada, England. People stop me on the street. And, again, people are waking up. Now, in your area, they may not have woke up yet, but in time they will wake up. Just plant the seed, and then when tyranny bruises them, they'll remember.
Okay, I have 2 points. The question is this. I say that Ed and Elaine Brown said you need to stand up. I mean, do we stop paying taxes number one. And number two, where is the militia? I Google it. I look for it. You know, I'm not looking to kill anybody. I'm not looking to be violent. The point is I don't want to be a lone wolf. If civil unrest breaks out, what are we to do with our families? I mean, you know, violence.
Sure. Sir, this is an incredibly complex question. Let me try to boil it down as simply as possible. If the mafia comes to you, especially in like New York or Chicago, where they really run things and they really enforce and will kill you if you don't pay, and they say, we own the police, pay us, you know, 10% of your profits or we're going to kill you. I'm not going to tell you don't pay the mafia. That is a personal decision for you to make. The guy that comes in my business telling me that isn't going to make it out. And I mean, I'm serious, folks. I'm that way. Now, I pay income taxes, and I make no secret about that. Now, A, because I don't make that much money. My business brings in a lot of money, but I have a lot of employees, a lot of cost. I mean, I'm like 25 terabytes of data a month. I mean, you ought to see it, folks. It isn't cheap having a website bigger than Dallas Morning News or RushLimbaugh.com. So, bottom line, you have to choose your battle, okay? You have to choose your battle. And, you know, I got an accountant, I got QuickBooks, and in the tax bracket I'm in, it's like 20%. And I know that people say, well, don't pay them that money, they use it to oppress us. No, they don't. They use that to control inflation, which is part of the fiat fraud system. I'm not saying that's good. The money you pay does not run the government. You quit paying it tomorrow, they fund it off all the other taxes, okay? That's a fact. We've done the big analysis. I've had top economists on the cover. But that's an admitted fact. That's not any secret. You can find that out if you want for yourself. And so, make your own decision. There are over 60 million non-filers. Just 5 years ago, that number was 35 million. And this is the IRS's own numbers. 60 million non-filers out of only about 170 million taxpayers. A lot of people are children or they're retired or elderly. They're not paying, quote, the income tax. They're paying all the other sales taxes and excise taxes or property taxes or everything else. My God, property tax, I can barely pay it. See, think about all those other taxes you pay and state income taxes and... By the way, the militia is every able-bodied man, 18 to 44, and the militia is in your heart and soul. And the feds infiltrated the militias and broke them up in the 90s. So if you're in an official militia, there'll be more feds you can shake a stick at. So stay there, sir. Well, you're gone, but I mean, stay there, everybody. When we come back, I'll finish up talking about the point you raised, get into Rick Perry committing what appears to be a very serious crime, and Ron Paul agrees. I'm Alex Jones, JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Stay with us.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com.
800-409-5633.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Let me just finish up with this final, well, big final news piece. I've got one more comment on the open borders and the immigration bill not being dead, by the way. They're just playing possum right now on Rick Perry. I was off last Sunday. That's why I'm covering this now. Plus, it's new news because we just protested him 2 days ago here in Austin. I woke up and it was the first section of the Dallas Morning News, like on page 4, with the headline, Perry off to secret forum in Turkey. And then a few days later, when he got back, there was the headline in the Statesman, Perry speaks to secret group in Turkey, Bilderberg Conference draws international leaders. Now, just 6 years ago, the New York Times attacked me, was it 6 or 7, and said Mr. Jones is delusional and believes in a place called Bohemian Grove and the Bilderberg Group and says they run the world. Well, I have the UK Daily Mail front page and today, and it's their New York branch correspondent reporting on the Bohemian Grove about to kick off. This is where the world leaders go to party and bring in their male and female prostitutes. No females allowed. Female prostitutes have a visit in town, but the males they bring in. For our Christian conservative leaders, mainly to enjoy themselves. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is the truth. So there it is for you. But the Bilderberg Group that my upcoming film Endgame is about, and we had some crews out there that got some video in this year's that just ended last week. That'll be in Endgame. That's the final section I'm working on right now before the film's complete. Boy, I've been killing myself the last year making this film, but I mean, just to have the media deny a national talk show host attack me and say, Jones is crazy, he says there's a secret government. We've gotten the minutes of their meetings. We've gotten them out. They set up the European Union. They're setting up the North American Union. They're the ones that control the wars. This is the 130 most powerful people in the world. It used to be 120. Now it's 130. And when a governor, Bill Clinton, got summoned there in 1991, a little-known governor from Arkansas, Tony Blair, got summoned there 2 years before he became prime minister, a nobody in the Labor Party, very low level, not even senior in the Labor Party, not even mid-level. George Bush Sr., when he was a nobody in the mid-70s, was summoned there. When you get summoned there, it means they got big plans. By the way, Hillary Clinton has been a regular. She was there illegally last year. We were able to confirm in Ottawa. Hillary was there for 6 hours. Now, and that's in my film. Now, she's violated the Logan Act. So this is nonpartisan. We're nonpartisan here, folks. And they are, too, by the way. They own both parties. You know, they own all the horses in the race. Rick Perry violated the Logan Act. Just type Logan Act into Google. You'll be at Cornell Law or the congressional websites. You can read the law for yourself. Any state or federal official, government, elected, doesn't matter, goes to an international conference in secret to discuss policy without the express authorization of the president, the State Department, or the Speaker of the House, is guilty of a felony. It's real simple. And they had this for 200-plus years, and people have gone to prison for it. And Hillary was fined, interestingly enough, in the mid-90s. Guess how much she was fined in 96 for it, violating it last time? $300,000. It's not like they haven't gotten in trouble. Okay, Rick Perry and Hillary both need to get in trouble for this. He went, he put out this bull. Well, I went to tell him about how America works, and he giggled and snickered on the news about it. This is disgusting. He went there because he's involved with a bunch of different Bilderberg Group members who wrote big articles last week that got picked up, by the way, in the biggest Dutch newspaper, got picked up in German newspapers. See, we're taking serious overseas because they go vet our info and find out we're accurate. Here in America, you know, we're thought of as the bald-headed stepchild or something. But you know, that's changing. But, you know, we stay up late at night, put these together. We just started Googling Rick Perry and his big energy transfer deals, his water grab deals, and his highway grabbing deals. It's just like foreign corporations have always come into third world countries, bought off politicians and looted infrastructure. It's just the stuff we've done to third world countries is just happening to us. And sure enough, the heads of the companies taking over our power plants on pennies on the dollar deals have already been indicted for fraud. They're Pakistanis, they're Germans. And then we looked at the water deals Perry's doing, bunch of indicted known mobsters. I mean, these are actual global mobsters, folks. He went to a global secret mafia meeting. I mean, you think of The Godfather, where the heads of the 10 families, you know, based on reality, that's based on true stories, you know, would meet for the 10 families across the U.S. This is the global families, and these aren't Italian mafia boys and girls, though there are a few there. I mean, this is the real mafia. These are the kingpins, baby. And Rick Perry got summoned. So Perry speaks to secret group in Turkey. That is mainstream news, Austin American Statesman. And here is the other story out of the Dallas Morning News. Perry off the secret forum in Turkey. And News 8 did cover it to their credit. I walked up to Ron Oliveira, what is he, CBS or ABC, I forget, at that gala they were having that Perry was at Thursday night. You know, nothing against Dennis Quaid and his children's charity. That's wonderful. We're all for that. But Rick Perry needed to be protested at his governor's mansion. Then we went down for a little while to the outside of the Omni. And the police, we were about to leave, and the police walk over, and we've got him on videotape. It's going up on YouTube tomorrow. And one of the police captains says, you either leave and get off the sidewalk or we're going to arrest you. And I said, buddy, you're on tape. And I said, I'm going to personally sue you. And I got real mad, and the cops were going, why are you mad? I go, this is America. Our veterans fought and died for First Amendment. Do you understand? I get mad when you start driving stakes through America's heart. And then he lied. Then this newspaper reporter runs over and goes, well, he says he didn't say he'd arrest you. And everybody started yelling because they'd all seen him do it, and I had it on three different cameras. And I walked over, and I got in his face, and I said, how dare you? Not only did you threaten to arrest us if we didn't leave, which was an unlawful order, a violation, that was official oppression, it was intimidation of my rights, then you went and lied about me to a newspaper and said I didn't say that. Now, listen. I've had Austin cops pull me over, state police. I've had cops pull me over in other states, and they know who I am, and they go, I'm letting you go. I can't believe you were so nice.
And I go, well, I was going 20 miles over. You're letting me go. Well, I just thought you'd be real rude to me. No, as long as you're nice, as long you don't have to be nice. You can talk like a robot to me. But if you try to violate my Bill of Rights, you try to destroy my country, and you act like it's, and then you lie to the media about me, yeah, I'm going to start yelling at you. And they masked their cops, and they masked their paddy wagons, and they said, okay, we're coming. And they finally, we got them on tape, and we're going to arrest them. And I said, listen, you're going to beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. I said, I'm going to sue every one of you, and I mean it. And they know. They know I sued the city department and sent the director to prison last year because the stuff came out about their embezzlement. And I'm not kidding. I will sue you, and if I lose that suit, I'll file suit on you again. And it's not because by the way, I don't sue for money. I sue so you lose your job. Those are the type you can win because the courts smile on those. I do that because I really believe in this country. You understand? I really want to defend America. And I'm not going to let you give good cops a bad name. By the way, we were about to leave. We've been there about 30 minutes. And I was going, okay, folks, let's get ready to go. And the guy walks over, and he goes, you need to leave, or we're going to have you arrested. And I said, we're on the sidewalk. We're not blocking anything. He said, I don't care. You need to go. And then he lied to the media. Meanwhile, you got a gangster inside. People are going, well, it's for the children, the charity. Don't hurt the children. Number one, they couldn't even hear us inside. Number two, the human papillomavirus vaccine is killing people that take it. We have the CDC documents. Judicial Watch got them 2 weeks ago through a FOIA request. They wouldn't release them. And just in the first month, because we only have the first month of them starting to use it last year, that's how statistics are, they're way behind, 1,600 and something adverse reactions that include Ebola-like symptoms as blood pours from every orifice. I'm not kidding. And people die of this. I mean, blood coming out of their fingernails, their nose, their genitals, their hind end, their gums, their face, their ears, their eyes. It's live cancer virus. And I explained to the cops, and I said, do you understand that by Rick Perry mandating that Texas girls take the shot, which is a lie, it's not even a law, but he mandates its recommended list, that then that kicks in federal liability protection and the vaccine damage fund, $4 billion, to pay and give for all the lawsuits that it's going to cause. See, Merck made the Vioxx, it caused the heart attacks, remember? But they didn't have a governor making school kids take it, so they didn't get federal protection. Do you understand that? But by them knowing they've got a bad drug, by cynically trying to make girls take it, they then get liability protection. Do you see how cynical and evil that is? Hey, I sleep real good at night knowing we're saving a lot of people exposing this. But don't believe me. Just go to Judicial Watch and read the actual secret CDC documents. See you next week. Sorry we can't take any more calls.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.